Hachette Audio presents Finding Mr. Perfect. Written by Cody Gary. Read by Henriette Zutomu. To my editor, Alex, for her infinite patience and help making this manuscript better. Chapter 1. Perfectly buttery shortbread cookies. These deliciously delectable squares come 6 to a plate and can easily be shared with friends. Charity Simmons removed her gloves and tossed them into the nearest trash can, surveying the trays of square cookies she'd been prepping all morning. When she decided to take a vacation to Mexico for the holidays, Charity pictured days of lounging by the resort pool or even the beach, being served fruity drinks while reading several of the paperbacks she'd brought along. She'd done that every afternoon during her stay, after getting up early and making her way over to the large industrial kitchen to help prepare breakfast pastries and sweet treats for the resort guests. It was ironic that a baker from the U.S. would go on vacation to relax and recharge, only to offer herself up as tribute like Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games, when she overheard hotel staff talking about losing their pastry chef the day after Christmas. She'd been by the pool at the time, trying to focus on a psychological thriller, and her ears perked up at the mention of baking. Thanks to 3 years of Spanish in high school and a year in Spain after college, Charity was proficient enough to catch the gist of the rapid-fire conversation between the manager and her assistant. She'd stood up and approached them, offering her assistance during her stay or until they managed to find a replacement. It had taken some convincing, but the manager accepted her help. She hadn't slept in late a single day, but that was what naps were for. Besides, relaxing wasn't exactly Charity's MO. She liked staying busy, and being in the kitchen gave her an excuse to avoid other people, especially men. Maybe it was the tragic state of her love life or that she would be 33 in a month. But hanging out and partying all night with a bunch of strangers didn't sound at all appealing. This trip was supposed to be Charity and her best friend, Kara Ingalls, following the love of Kara's life to Mexico so she could profess her love for him. Instead, Kara and said love, Ben, decided not to go to Mexico. And they headed for Boston to spend the holidays with his family, leaving Charity alone on vacation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?